Life had not always been a joyous adventure for Charles Darwin. His father and his grandfather had been among the wealthiest and most famous physicians in England. Charles had been expected to follow in their footsteps, and at the age of 16, was sent off to medical school. But he found that he became ill at the sight of blood, and he nearly fainted upon witnessing his first operation. He saved himself that disgrace only by rushing from the room. So even in his teens, Charles was already something of a failure, a dropout. To his family's despair, he appeared to be interested only in his aristocratic hobbies of hunting, riding, and collecting beetles and rocks. He worshipped his autocratic father, Dr. Robert Darwin, who was a commanding 6'2" and 328 pounds of authority. The Darwins family said the doctor's return home each evening was like the tide coming in. He was often especially rough on young Charles. At one point, Charles was mortified to be told by his father that, "You care for nothing but shooting, dogs, and rat catching, and you shall be a disgrace to yourself and all your family." So Charles tried again, this time law, but he had no aptitude for it and was soon shuttled into training for the clergy. He was duly enrolled in divinity school at Cambridge, where he promptly showed almost as little aptitude for divinity as for medicine. His curriculum included classics, which he loathed, and mathematics, which he couldn't understand. He once wrote a friend about his trouble with mathematics and said, "I stick fast in the mud at the bottom, and there I shall remain." Still, his college experience had its pleasant aspects. He was a prominent member of the Glutton Club, a group of party-loving souls who often ended their evenings with drinks and a few hands of vingt et un, blackjack, and he kept up with his insect and rock collecting. At Cambridge, he found a friend in one of his teachers, the Reverend John Henslow, who was a botanist as well as a clergyman.